Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Principal Beth McBride and preschool teachers Monica Kalupa and Sonia Lovesmith of St. James about getting kids ready for preschool. This is part one of a two-part interview.
It's hard to believe when it's winter time still that people are starting to think about the next school year. But now is the time for especially those young kiddos with preschool coming up. What are some of the things that parents should be watching for or preparing their kids for to see if they're ready to go to preschool?
The first thing before we can even have a student come to preschool at the three-year-old age or four-year-old age is that they have to be potty trained. If there are no medical reasons why they would not be able to be potty trained, that's the first thing that they have to make sure that they're potty trained. If they see that their child is ready for those social settings beyond what they might have in daycare or in the home, those are things that we are looking for at the three-year-old level.
And I guess if you want your child to be ready to partake in activities and interact with friends, we're looking for a little bit of independence. When they go to the bathroom, can they pull down and pull up their pants? When we go outside, can they put on a little jacket or a sweater? Are they brave enough to ask for help if they can't?
And I would say if they just are ready to be with friends. Our job is to teach them all of the ABCs and 1-2-3s, and a big part of early childhood is social-emotional, and that's a big part of our program too, so they'll get a lot of different experiences at school than they would in a daycare home or a childcare setting.
And when a child comes to preschool, what does the day look like? Can you kind of walk us through a schedule?
Busy. Really busy. Yeah.
We keep moving because we challenge them socially, emotionally, physically. We work on cognitive skills. We work on language skills. So when they first arrive in the morning, they have a little bit of time to just play, get settled in. We are very lucky that we get to join the whole school community at prayer time in the morning in Tobin Hall. And that can be a little intimidating when you see 100 students standing there quietly praying, and you have to stand there quietly and listen. They get some time to talk about calendar and weather when they come back into classroom. We have a snack all together. And then there's free play time where they can go into centers, build with blocks, play a game, work with manipulatives, munch around some Play-Doh, play in the sand table. And during that time, we pull them out one-on-one and work with them on special projects.
In the four-year-old classroom, it's real similar to the three-year-old room. The centers are set up that they can independently move between them and decide where they want to play. We help them learn how to solve problems by using a solution center. They get to experience mixing stuff, cornstarch and Play-Doh, and paint. Sometimes they get to do that. We do eat snack together. We serve family style in the four-year-old preschool, so they get the experience of passing it to the next person and saying please pass or thank you for passing, those types of experiences.
We've done cooking, yes.
Yes, we do that.
The other thing is that walk into either one of those classrooms, the first thing that you will say when you come out is that they look like they're playing, or that when a child would go home from school and his parents will ask them what they've learned in school, and they would say, well, all we did was play. Well, that's very true, because their play is their work. And so they do so much learning, informally learning math skills and pre-reading skills. And big thing are the social skills, learning how to interact with one another. And again, the problem-solving skills. Whose turn is it right now? Okay, so how do we solve this? How do we work this out? And how do we recognize what is a big deal to a student or what is a little deal to a student? So their play is their work, and they are learning the whole time. So as I said at the beginning, they are very busy.
And does preschool then set up a student to be better prepared for education as they move forward?
I believe so, because I believe that those pre-reading skills and those pre-math skills all build right into the learning that they're going to do from kindergarten on up. When they do calendar time and they discuss the calendar, those are math skills because they're counting, and those are also science skills because they're looking at weather systems and talking about the weather. And so those are those pre-science and math and reading skills. And again, learning how to peacefully coexist with peers, because all of those children, many of them have come from daycare centers where there's a daycare where there may be four or five students, or they've come from home where they have a sibling to maybe negotiate things with, and now they're in a setting of 16 or for three-year-olds and 20 students for four-year-olds, and so they have to learn. That is a big learning curve for a lot of students.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Principal Beth McBride and teachers Monica Kalupa and Sonia Lovesmith about getting students ready for preschool. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.